Welcome to ET Market Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I am Nandini Sanyal and here are the top headlines at this hour. Tata Airbus signed Rs. 22,000 crore contract to make military aircraft. Commerce Ministry mulls anti-dumping duty on pharma API from China. Nitin Gadkari says government will mandate flex fuel vehicles soon. Ritesh Agarwal unlikely to offload stake in Oyo IPO, says report. And July witnessed a surge in hiring, Mosby data suggests. Let's take a quick glance at what happened on the last week today. Sensex on Friday at last hit the much-awaited 60,000 mark, but that could not stop the bears, eroding Rs. 54,600 crore worth of investor wealth for the day. In Sensex as well, 18 of 30 stocks settled lower as the index came 285 points off its day's high to close near 60,050 level. Nifty 50 ended above the 17,850, up 0.21%. Large caps such as Asian Paints, M&M, ACL Tech and Bharti Airtel climbed 2-4%. Tata Steel fell 4%, while banking names such as SBI and Axis Bank declined 2% each. Overall, two of every three BSE stocks settled lower, with mid-caps taking the biggest hit. The BSE mid-cap index fell over 1% with 80 out of 106 index stocks ending lower. We have Arijit Malakar, Head of Research at Ashika Stockbroking, to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. Benchmark indices today saw some profit booking in the second half. Do you think the prevailing valuations are unsustainable?
The overhang for the market such as Fed meeting outcome and China real estate crisis have gone away. And now the market will look on the second quarter corporate earning, which will start coming from the next month. Second quarter earning is important from market valuation perspective, as it will give us the direction where our economy is heading after the disruption happened in the second wave of pandemic. The prevailing India's premium valuation will depend on good set of corporate earnings growth. If the corporate India delivered better than expected second quarter numbers, then Indian markets will ignore any kind of negative shock from the global front.
What would drive the market in coming weeks?
Investors will watch the development of China real estate crisis, which started with Evergrande, the largest real estate developer in China, faced the liquidity crisis in paying its bondholder interest payment. However, for the time being, Evergrande's concern over interest payment has been receded, as China's central bank has infused nearly $18.6 billion into banking system to overcome the liquidity shortage issue. Now, the next big event is RBI monetary policy, which is due on October 8, and market will get the next direction from the outcome of this meeting.
We also caught up with Nilesh Jain of Centrum Broking to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty 50 fell short of 18,000 mark on Friday. Where do you see it next week?
So it was a historic week for the Indian equities, where the Nifty index made a record high. And yes, it was short of 18,000, but looking at the closing, on the weekly closing, that it has given above 17,800, which is still a positive sign. And we can expect this momentum to continue in the coming week. And if you look at the levels on the high, 18,000 is the immediate level we might see in the coming week. The put writers are shifting their position on the higher side. We have seen fresh put writing at 17,800 to 17,700 strike. That shows that put writers means that we may not see any correction in the short term. And in the coming week, we have F&O expiry as well. So there is high probability of a short covering move on the higher side. So we might see 18,000 levels in the coming week itself.
India VIX has risen in the past 1 month. What is it hinting at?
So rising of volatility index is indicating a bit of concern for the market. But if you look at the events which we had of Fed policy, and prior to that, we saw a sharp spurt in the volatility index. Now, in the coming week, we have F&O expiry as well. So these were the reasons. That's why we saw volatility has risen sharply. But still, I believe looking at the overall volatility at the current level, which is still in the comfort zone, we have already seen the levels of 25 to 30 in the past. Now, at 16, 17 levels, I think it is still very much in the comfort zone. Once F&O expiry gets over, we might see some cooling off in the volatility that might provide some more comfort to the market and to the bulls. And looking at the current volatility, it is indicating that market are likely to be more volatile. So one needs to be cautious while trading at high levels. One needs to adopt a stocks and sector specific approach in this kind of volatile market.
Major Asian markets settled mixed for the day. European markets were trading mostly lower in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were quoting marginally lower, hinting towards a muted start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.